Anne, do not write that in her book.
It says to write down her first word, and that was her first word. Sausages.
Jake, did you hear her say sausages?
I don't know. Did I, Van?
Where have you been?
Oh, I remember. None of your business.
Hey, Kira, guess what Elizabeth's first word was?
Help.
Hey, Kira, glad you're back.
Yeah, she's finally home, a half hour late. Feel free to punish her in front of us.
Cheyenne, she called and asked, and I said it was okay. Paperwork's on your desk.
We'll be in the kitchen.
All this talk of sausages made me hungry.
Hey, Reba. Cheyenne, could I have a minute with your mom?
Rock, don't just be barging in here, ordering everybody around just because you got something to say. Cheyenne still lives here.
It's about Terry Holloway.
Go live in the kitchen.
Fine. I got a lot better things to do than listen to your boring secrets.
You talked to Terry? What'd he say?
No, not him. His brother Mike called. He's throwing a party for him and he wants us to come.
Why would he do that? Terry hates us.
All right, who's Terry Holloway and why does he hate you?
Cheyenne.
Look, I gotta tell Van something, so you either tell me what happened or I'll make something up.
All right, we all worked together in a bar. Terry was our best friend, and he kind of had a thing for your mom.
Ooh, way to go, hot stuff.
Well, it's not as great as it sounds. It ended badly, and we hadn't talked to him in 25 years.
So what do you say we go back and mend some fences? It'll be great to see him again, and I'm sure he's over that by now.
Nah, I don't know, Brock. I'm not the kind of woman a man gets over.
Stops with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
I remember this luggage. This was a wedding present from my mother.
Yeah.
Ironic, seeing as how when I left here, I had my clothes in a grocery bag.
I sure wish I could go with you guys. But somebody's got to stay and watch Henry. And you know how it is when old friends get together and all those old emotions bubble to the surface, you know. Nobody wants old ball and chain around.
Thanks for understanding.
Oh, honey, it's just for one night.
Right. One night. One far away from home, sleeping in a hotel with your ex getting sloppy drunk night. And her looking all sassy.
Car.
Don't worry, Barbara Jean. If he tries to rekindle anything, I'll just knock him upside the head with his mama's suitcase. Kids, I'm going,
and I'm not!
Look at this place.
I can't believe we're doing this.
Oh, Reba, relax. I know you're nervous. Hell, I'm nervous, too.
Nervous? Good Lord, Brock, my stomach feels like it's full of firecrackers and vinegar.
Oh, that might be the coffee, though.
Wow. So that's what this door looks like sober.
Well, this is so weird. It's like we're 22 again and still working here.
Yeah, that was a great time.
Who knew back then that your best years were already behind you?
After you. Okay. Say it again. I need to hear it one more time if we're gonna do this.
I love you, Brock.
That's all I need. With that, I can climb the highest mountain or swim the deepest sea. Okay. Go tell Terry you're leaving.
Me? Why don't you go tell him?
Well, he's your boyfriend.
Well, he's your best friend.
Exactly. We've been friends for 10 years. You guys have only been going out for two. He's crazy about me.
Love of my life.
I'm here too.
Where you been with my girl, Brock? You trying to get me jealous?
Oh, no, man. What happened, Terry? I need to talk to you for a second.
Hang on. Someone will show you first. Huh? Do you believe it? I'm asking Reba to marry me.
Look at that. Well, will you look at that? Look at that.
Well, this time I figured you'd be the first casualty. Anyway, I'd like you to be my best man, Rock.
Oh, Terry, man, I don't think I can do that.
Oh, you're doing it, pal. You are not getting out of this one.
Terry, no, stop. I can't. Really.
No, Terry. Reba. It's me. It's not him.
Reba.
I love him. I'm sorry, but I love him. What were you guys talking about?
You love him?
Nice job, Brock.
Well, I wasn't just gonna blurt it out.
It happened, Terry. I guess I felt that our relationship wasn't going anywhere. Is that
a... Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, I don't feel like a stupid idiot at all.
Oh, no, man, you're not an idiot.
Yeah, you're right. You are.
What? No, Terry. No one is. I don't think there's an idiot involved here.
Well, maybe we should talk about this in the parking lot, Brock.
Is that really safe? I mean, cars coming in and out.
You're fired, Reba. I'll see you outside.
Oh, Terry!
Terry, look, wait a second.
Well, all in all, I think that went pretty well.
Jake, what are you doing?
Eating icing.
Buddy, you can't eat icing straight out of the can. You gotta put it on bread.
What are you guys doing?
Making sandwiches.
I know I'm late. I should have called. I'm a bad, bad person. Kira, I've decided that I don't want to fight. I'm gonna trust you. So if you're late, who cares?
Yeah. Where were you? No one wants to know.
I did get your favorite dinner, mac and cheese wheels. Mac and cheese wheels was my favorite when I was like 8. Sorry to want to include you in our fun. Not as sorry as I was to be included.
I'm spending the night at Gabby's.
No, I don't think so. What happened to trusting me?
Hey, I'll trust you when you show me a little respect.
Don't hold your breath. You stay here and enjoy being blonde. Van, prevent her.
Prevent Kira? Can I just stick my hand in the blender?
Bye now.
Is everybody?
Hey, they're back.
Hey, what do you have to do to get a drink in this dump?
Hey, Brock!
Oh, man.
Reba! Oh, I'm so glad you came.
Good to see you.
So, how's married life?
Over. We're divorced.
Yeah. No way.
Way. Marriage is a lot of give and take, and Brock was more than I could take. So you're putting the band back together for the party tonight, huh?
Yeah, listen, about the party.
Hey, right. Does Terry know we're coming?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, great. Watch what I'm going to do when he comes in.
No, Brock.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the look on Terry's face.
Listen, Reva.
How is the old bag of dirt anyway?
Terry's dead. He died last Thursday.
Surprise! Man, this is going to kill him.
I can't believe Terry's dead. I can't believe Terry's dead and we brought him a juicer.
Mike, why'd you tell me it was a party?
Oh, come on. If I told you the truth, would you have come?
Yes.
Really?
Of course.
After what you two did, I wouldn't.
How can you joke at a time like this?
Oh, come on. Reba, Terry would have wanted us to have a good time. The man would have done anything for a laugh.
Wait a minute. You dog! This is a trick, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is! He's just getting us back, trying to make us feel guilty!
All right.
is he? Where's Terry at? Only the good die young, and he wasn't good.
Terry's dead.
Oh, and we're so very sorry.
He was a good man.
He was very sick, and now he's not, but he had a good life.
Did he ever talk about us much after we left?
No, but I did find this going through his office, and it's addressed to you both.
What's it say?
Oh, I don't know. The only thing I do know, he already had a juicer.
Front desk. Hey, buddy. Could you please connect me to Dr. Brockhart's room?
Yes, it's his wife again.
No answer? Okay, well, is there a Reba Hart registered there too? No, I don't want you to ring her room. But would you be willing to go and listen at the door?
Because she looks sassy, that's why.
Kira, is everything all right?
No. She's 4 years older than me, but she treats me like a child. Like I can't make better decisions about my life than she did with hers.
Your mother is more than 4 years older than you.
Cheyenne, I want to call my mom. Do you have the number of the hotel?
No. And even if I did, I'm sure the people at the front desk are obnoxious. Plus, it's not like I need to check up on them. Right?
Why would you even think that?
I don't. I did. I do. Well, I tried not to, but I did. Do, cheese!
Barbara Jean, I don't know if you get this, but my mom is totally over my dad. And my dad is over her.
I know. I'm stupid.
No, you're just assuming the worst. At some point, you have to trust people.
That's the same thing the private detective said. So you and Cheyenne had a fight, huh? Did you tell her you were coming over here?
I did. I will. I didn't. I'm going to. Cheese?
Reba, you know what just kills me? Why did we let so much time go by? I mean, I can't believe that neither one of us had the guts to come back here and get some closure.
Well.
What do you mean, well?
Well, I sort of did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, we were very close, Terry and me. I wanted to let him down easy.
How easy?
3 or 4 times easy.
Oh, whoa, hold on here. You mean to tell me that after we started going out, you cheated on me?
Cheated? Well, that's the pot calling the kettle, Brock. And no, we just talked. But that was just dragging it out, so eventually I told him I couldn't see him anymore.
Yeah, how'd he take it?
His last words to me were, "I'll never get over you."
You're lucky. His last words to me were, "Unlock that car door."
Hit me.
You have 19.
But I want to get 21.
You don't have to get 21. You just don't want to go over 21. 19 is a great blackjack hand.
Oh, okay, I'll stay.
20! I win again.
Hey.
I called him.
Oh, I can't believe you did that. I didn't want them to know where I was. I wanted them to worry.
Well, I'm sorry, but I gotta do what's best for you, no matter how it affects our relationship.
Here are your Pop-Tarts.
And I had a craving.
I know what you're gonna say.
Good, then I won't have to say it and listen to all your smart aleck comments.
You're gonna tell me Cheyenne is only trying to protect you.
And you're gonna say something super clever about how she should have protected herself before she got knocked up at 17. Hilarious! Then you'll get that smug look on your face because, once again, Kira has won the exchange with the dim-witted Van. 5-card draw, jacks are better to open.
I don't think you're dim-witted.
Right, and I'm so stupid I believe that. Duh. Can you open? All right, open for 2. How many cards?
3. It's Cheyenne that's dim-witted.
Cheyenne's my wife, and I love her. And she also happens to be your sister and loves you a lot. Dealer stands pat.
She doesn't love me.
Oh, will you stop being so unbelievably 14? I bet 3. She even admires you, you little jerk.
Yeah, right. 3 and 3 more.
She does. I mean, you make honor roll every semester. She never did that. I call you.
She was too busy doing pep squad.
Do you get that the way you look down at pep squad is exactly the way you accuse them of looking at you?
I don't like this Van. I like the dumb Van. 2 pair, kings over 9s.
Ah, straight. 8 high. So here's what I came over to tell you. Cheyenne is only trying to protect you.
That's not straight.
What?
3, 4, 5, 7, 8. It's not straight, you dope. I win.
Well, who cares? It's Barbara Jean's money anyway.
But I did get to write 2 good songs out of the experience. One is a slow ballad called Now That You've Gone, and the other is a rocker called If You Ever Unlock That Door, You're a Dead Man.
You know, just to clarify, that door wasn't locked. It was stuck.
But as time went on, I actually started to understand what happened. It was hard to watch you sing and not fall in love with you, Reba. It was hard to watch you do anything and not fall in love with you. And I'd like to believe the only reason I lost out is because you two were meant for each other. Be happy and have a good life together. Don't screw it up, Brock. Love, Terry. He said, don't screw it up, you idiot.
So do you regret it, Reba? Picking me instead of him?
Of course I do, you moron. If I'd have picked him, I'd have had me a bar now. You know, you'd be surprised how few regrets I really do have, Brock.
What do you say, Reba? I think Terry would have liked it if you sang that song he loved.
Oh, Mike, I don't even know if I know the words of that song.
Go on. Sing it for Terry.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door, but it doesn't help to know that you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood, and holding you again could only do me good. Oh, how I wish I could, but you were just far away. Yeah, you were so far away. One more song about moving along the highway. Say much of anything that's new. If I could only work this life out my way, I'd rather spend it being close to you. But you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door, but it doesn't help to know that you're just far away.